4338.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is the Super Bowl killing you? Is there danger to watching the Super Bowl? Is there a danger to be invested heavily in the Super Bowl? That's the question this hour as we kick off the United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, in your house, in your car, on your internet, wherever you are. RobertScottBell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show this hour, very simply dial toll-free 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Last hour, we had John Rappaport on the vaccine seminar I've been telling you about for months now. Finally, it is live. It is ready for download, accessible. We'll tell you how to get that through webseed.com as well. But it is Super Sunday. In fact, every Sunday, I should say, is Super Sunday. Heck, 6 days a week, it's super because the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. And the Super Bowl killing you. Interesting. Studies have linked the weeks following the Super Bowl to increased risk of heart attacks among sports fans, especially those fans whose team loses the big game. But I think it's much more than that. Have you ever considered all the things people are eating and drinking around the time of the Super Bowl Sunday, on top of the emotional discord or disconnect that happens should your team happen to lose, and an over-identification with that team as, you know, the meaning of all life? I realize my fans in Boston and New York right now may be in a sports frenzy, but a little balance is in order, especially since the Department of Homeland Security is encouraging all the hot dog vendors in Indianapolis to, if you see something, say something. And I mentioned this last hour. If you see something, say something. How about all the people at the Super Bowl looking at the hot dog vendors and going, I see something. I see something very dangerous to the health of everybody that's in the Super Bowl right now. And no, it's not terrorism, unless you consider hot dogs terrorism. Now, granted, there are forms of what we call hot dogs that exist from free-range cows, buffalo, bison, turkeys, whatever, that are not hopped up on nitrates, antibiotics, growth hormones, etc. And I will accept those from the discussion for the moment. But for the purposes of the great danger of the hot dog vendor in Indianapolis, I'll hazard a guess that the hot dogs available in Indianapolis at the Super Bowl today, the only thing organic is the chemistry involved in adding the nitrites and nitrates to it to preserve it, much less the antibiotics used to keep the cattle alive long enough to slaughter them to convert them into hot dogs. What do you think? 800-259-5791. By the way, if you're too shy to call me live on the air, you can 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 with your questions or comments. And we try to get to them, answer them in sometimes a timely fashion. Honestly, sometimes we get so overwhelmed with calls and questions and things that it is hard to get to everything right away. So please be patient. But I'm serious about this Super Bowl thing. Clinical Cardiology Journal published that the emotional stress that fans feel after a loss may trigger fatal heart attacks. So here's my suggestion to you. If your team loses, and if you're in mourning, right? You're in mourning. It's like somebody has died. And, you know, look, if you're not human, you may not feel the emotions associated with a loved one losing. But people express love in a sports-type ways with their teams. You can still use homeopathic medicine in these cases like Ignatia, I-G-N-A-T-I-A, Ignatia for mourning, or sepia, S-E-P-I-A, the inky juice of the cuttlefish in homeopathic form to counteract depression. My goodness, if the FDA allows you, you might try some St. John's wort, some Hypericum perforatum, but St. John's wort in herbal form to release you from the mild depression that you may feel should your team lose the Super Bowl, okay? The Roman Colosseum is here distracting the masses from what's really important. That is Ron Paul winning the presidency of these United States. Last hour, I covered the caucus in Nevada. Very, very legitimate questions about the legitimacy of the counting of the votes. As of showtime today, they're still trying to figure out around Clark County in Nevada, Las Vegas, whether they have to recount and recount. Because there was one where they actually did count it. And this is the one that Sheldon Adelson put up. We talked about it last hour. This is the multimillionaire guy that invested in a special caucus for those who are religious on Saturday evening. And at that caucus count, he was hoping that Gingrich would win. Turned out, Ron Paul slammed them all. And then they say, well, that can't be right. They must have stormed the castle. Somehow, they have to put a negative spin on it anytime Ron Paul wins a caucus event because they are deathly afraid. Deathly afraid. Who are they? They are the establishment. It is the establishment. It is the status quo. It is the defense of sameness. It is defense of the lowest common denominator. It is defense of mediocrity. It is defense of those who call the Constitution anachronistic. It is defense of those who still dutifully get their vaccines, take their shots, and take their drugs, despite there being loads of safer, natural, real, legitimate options in creation to prevent disease from occurring, to support immune function, and allowing for the greatest possible expression of vitality and vibrant health in your life. And if you want to learn more about that, then you're going to go to the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California, March 2nd through 4th. I will be there. And in fact, on Friday evening, after I give my lecture on Gardasil's, the HPV shot, we have a major event with my superhero sidekick, Liam Schiff. We're going to talk about AIDS, the scam of HIV tests, and actually reveal through the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice a legal precedent, a legal way that you can get out of any HIV test that has been given to you that has been declared positive. We can completely nullify the HIV test. This is shocking, but that's some of what is happening as real science, as legitimate science start, you know, waving that light back on the phony science that is promoting a pharmaceutical agenda. And by the way, we've got Essential Fats on tap this hour. Next segment, my good friend Stuart Tump returns from Nordic Naturals. We're going to talk about the omega-3 fats, their benefit to the heart health. So that's another thing. For those of you who don't want to be heart attack victims post-Super Bowl, should your team lose, you can increase your omega-3 essential fats. And I would love it if you chose some Nordic Naturals to do that with. We'll talk about the ultimate omega for heart support, heart health support. Also, the wonderful Hawthorn Berry Syrup from Dr. Christopher's. Have you ever tried this? If you have any suspicion that you have any kind of heart issue, Hawthorn Berry is extraordinary, and you can get some from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Jonathan is at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And I've seen that stop, what do they call it, congestive heart failure? Stops it. I mean, this is the amazing thing. Don't blame me, FDA. Talk to God. Talk to the Creator, because that's who created Hawthorn Berry, or the Crataegus plant, as we know in Latin, in homeopathic form. Hey, here's another story. Business of healthcare. Prescription drugs on the New York Times. Drug makers are dialing down on TV advertising. Boy, this has got to suck for the mass media, because they get most of their money from drug companies. That's right. Spending on advertising of brand name prescription drugs on TV, which not long ago was the fastest growing marketing venue for the drug industry in the U.S., has dropped more than 20% in the last 5 years. It's because they're losing blockbuster drugs. And why should they have to buy advertising? Think about this. Why should they have to buy advertising if they get free marketing support from the NIH, the FDA, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC. You see how this is backfiring on big media? You rely on the drug industry, and you're going to report always favorable about the drug and vaccine industry. But now, not so fast. They don't have to buy their way onto your programs. They can literally, via Madison Avenue public relation firms, they could produce entire news pieces, 1 minute, 2 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute news pieces with video and everything. And then on the evening news, they'll report it as if it is news, much like the promotion of the human papillomavirus as a cause of cancer, cervical and now throat cancer in men, to say, hey, you're probably carrying HPV, men. Get your little boys shot up like you're getting your little girls shot up with a very, very dangerous vaccine. Which, by the way, John Rappaport and I cover in our seminar, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. And that is available through webseed.com. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com, and you will be empowered in ways never before about the vaccine industrial complex and how to protect your children so they don't become victims of a depopulation agenda, or at the very least, an agenda to get your kids hooked on a lifelong pharmaceutical drug dependency. These are the kind of things we talk about. While there is still is a First Amendment, and they don't say, it's so anachronistic, we're just going to wipe it out for those of you who believe in natural medicine, for those of you who actually read the Bible and find out there are health supplements written about in the Bible, the food, the medicine, it is from creation. When we come back, we're going to talk about one of those things with my dear friend Stuart Tonk. Hopefully at the bottom of the hour, we'll get some radiation report updates from Dr. John Apsley, who will also be at the Health Freedom Expo with me March 2nd through 4th in Long Beach, California. Back with Stuart Tonk after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are back, and it's amazing. The Life Extension Foundation, if you're not in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be here. It's winter everywhere else. Come on. Check out the LEF. People come from all over the world. We'll give you websites. We did last hour as well. We're talking with Bill Falloon, co-founder of the Life Extension Foundation, my superhero cohort over there. Yes.
I'm just watching the interview. This is good talk.
It's great stuff, isn't it? Liam Sheff is in the house as well.
Glad this exists.
We are very thrilled about it as well. And you were talking just before the break, Bill, about Pharmocracy, the book. It's huge. Chock with information, yet how $8 for a book? This, I mean, come on.
Well, I didn't write it to make money. The purpose of this book is to overthrow the corrupt system that currently is strangling medical innovation. And unless we tear down these bureaucratic barriers, there's going to be a lot of cures for cancer that simply sit in research laboratories. They're not going to make it into the clinical setting. So what we've encouraged people to do, for $8 each, we'll sell them four books, $32 total. We even cover the shipping. And we'll send them these four books. We ask them to send a copy to their representative and two senators. We've gotten quite a few of them out to Congress already. We need to get many more to make the impact. The logic into the book in the book is irrefutable. It shows how medications that were very dangerous, the FDA allowed to remain on the market for many, many years, killing outrageous numbers of Americans. Medications that were safe and effective, FDA suppressed. It all depends where the politics are. If you have good political standing with the FDA, your dangerous drug gets approved and it gets sold for a lot of money. And unfortunately, very good drugs that don't have that political backing, they remain in the approval process. Sometimes forever. They never make it into the hands of the American public. We've got to change that system. So less expensive, more effective medications can be made available while Americans continue to have access to natural therapies to prevent these diseases from manifesting in the first place.
This is part of the winning the conversation, if it can be a conversation. I mean, we like to think that it would be, but a lot of times it's shouting and anger and emotion. It's keeping people away from understanding these simple truths that we don't need more government intervention to solve the so-called healthcare crisis. We need freedom. We need the freedom to innovate. We need the freedom to access information that is validated. And if it's not, you can't claim that it is. We're talking about basic principles of you can't defraud people, you can't force them. But unfortunately now, the way it is with the federal government, they force us to use things we don't want. There's fraud involved in a lot of the research that's coming out. Oh, my gosh. You thought the gold standard was NIH stuff, and it's like the corruption there. You mentioned corruption. It's endemic in those institutions.
It's business as usual. If a company has a patented molecule, they will do virtually whatever it takes. They will falsify clinical studies. They'll submit studies to the FDA that never even occurred to show that the molecule is safe and effective. FDA approves it, and all of a sudden people start dying. They start suffering the lethal side effects of something that never even went through human clinical testing. So the fraud is outrageous. We've got to tear down the bureaucratic barriers. We've got to restore a free market to healthcare.
Yeah. Liam, I want to bring you into the conversation here because you have a background. Your family has been involved in clinical, pharmaceutical-type research.
Don't hold that against me.
I don't. I know. You're the. What did we talk about? The one that
black
left.
Sheep.
The black sheep of the family. Because his family really involved in major league institutions in the Pacific, the Atlantic Northeast.
Like
Harvard, Yale.
Yeah.
And yet you saw from within some a tremendous corruption or a limited viewpoint on health and healing.
Look, when I grew up, the magazine on the table was NEJM, and you don't know what that is unless you're New England Journal of Medicine. We didn't have people, and we didn't have life. So the first stuff I ever read, unfortunately, was about thalidomide. Try that on.
Oh, my.
That's a tough thing to see at 3 or 4 years old. But anyway, that was life. And I watched my family of doctors, I watched my uncles coming up going, I have 15 minutes. I have a half hour with a patient. I have 15 minutes with I have 5 minutes with a patient. I have to give them three drugs. I have to. My mother getting taken on trips, in her nuclear medicine unit to go to pretty places to look at very expensive machines that the hospital can buy to diagnose diseases that aren't cured by chemotherapy, right? So nobody ever gets better. And the doctors who used to have time with a patient to ask, who are you? Do you smoke? What's your lifestyle like? What do you eat? All those questions go away, and it's, we have a promising new molecule. You know, Glaxo, Pfizer, Squibb, we have a promising new molecule. Promising what? Promising a new car? Promising a new boat? So, you know, when I came into, and as an investigative journalist, I watched children being murdered in clinical trials. I mean, I saw kids being murdered in clinical trials in New York because they were too poor and too black not to get out. You know, they couldn't figure out how to get out of the thing. And nobody offered them a place like this. But if they had come to a place like this, and I'm not getting any money for advertising it, but if they had, it does my heart good, if they had come to a place like this and they could have talked to somebody and said, hey, I don't feel so well, I'd like to get some blood tested, and instead of being told they have some incurable thing, they go, wow, your vitamin this, that, and the other thing levels are really low. You don't have any essential fatty acids in your body. You're living on inner-city junk food. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm not finishing the thought correctly, but there are people who I know who would have benefited from something like this. So I want to see this franchised. I mean, if I had my will, you'd take this and get rid of McDonald's and put these things up. You know what I'm saying? Because... well, you could walk in and get better.
Again, the only impediment mm-hmm. to more of these types of operations being around, where people can go to one facility, have their blood drawn, see people who have expertise, and understand what they can do beyond what the conventional establishment recommends. Because as you mentioned, their doctors just don't have enough time, and it's going to get worse. Medicare and Medicaid are going to shrink the payments they're making to doctors, and doctors are going to have to see more patients just to pay their office rent. So people are going to have less access to doctors than what they've ever had before. They're going to require to take control of their own health care. They're going to have to read something like Life Extension magazine every month. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to go onto the internet and look at reliable sources of information and figure out their own solutions, because the doctors are not going to have the time to spend with the patients.
Mm. Well, this is the thing where I see an awakening, just like in my own experience being raised pharmaceutically, disastrously so, finding homeopathic medicine, natural remedies, herbs, supplements that save my life, transform my life, where I get stronger and younger every year based on living differently. And so the government can't get away with lying to me any more than a doctor can anymore, because my experience has been so grounded, and a lot of people have got to that same point. We still have a lot of people to reach, but the pharmacocracy book and the fact that the LEF is available, I mean, there's a lot of transformational things, the thing that we're doing with this show, not only one day a week, but now 6 days a week through Natural News. The message, the word is getting out there. It's a different time.
Yeah, and you came up through through Western and then homeopathy, and I my transformation was in Eastern medicine and macrobiotics and this sort of thing. But I get a kick out of this Life Extension magazine. When I read it, I don't see anything that I disagree with. I actually learn a lot, which, I mean...
that doesn't happen.
Well, get out. All right, but I learn a lot, and I'm like, wow, these guys know what they're talking about. And you know what I like about it is it excites the reductionist in me, because I still have, you know,
You have a Western background,
right,
too.
I'm from a family of doctors. So I'm like, wow, they're doing it with the molecules. I knew it. You know, like if you take the Eastern, right, they don't do reductionism, so you don't know. But anyway.
Bill, do you have another time to stand by for another segment?
I certainly do.
I'm having a great time. Bill Falloon is our guest, co-founder of the Life Extension Foundation, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Jeff as well. Go to robertscottbell.com. Coming back with more powerful healing after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Are you ready for the radiation reports they don't want you to hear about? Of course, we talk about vaccine reports they don't want you to hear about. We cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And first, I must say apologies to my dear friends at Nordic Naturals and Stuart Tomp. The computer overrode our interview as we were trying to air it, and I'm going to have Stuart back on next week. My apologies. All the great information, again, with Bill Falloon from the Life Extension Foundation. Don't want to slight that, but for whatever reason, that's what you got. We're back at it. We'll get that in there. Great three-part series interview I did with Stuart. But again, stand by for that. But right now, we're joined by my dear friend, Dr. John Apsley. He's joining us again, and he'll be at the Health Freedom Expo talking about all the radiation report issues that you're not likely to hear in the old media, and we need to let loose on them because there was another issue in Southern California with a reactor shutdown, and the media is not covering it as Dr. Apsley does. John, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Subject, because it just happened not only in Southern California, it also happened in Chicago just a little while ago.
Wow, so you need to update us all on this. What's the story? We're going to be in Long Beach. I'm going to be up in my homeopathic counterpoints, my sea vegetation, my selenium, and everything else we need to do here, and I'm encouraging everybody to do the same. So what did the media report, but what really happened?
Okay, so here's the real story. 75% of the nuclear power plants here in the United States have had significant leaks of a very difficult to track radioactive hydrogen. It's called tritium. And what happens with tritium, just like hydrogen in the air, it's very gaseous. So it escapes as part of what I call a design flaw in these nuclear power plants in the steam that goes to the immediate environment around the plant. The problem from there is that it enters into the food supply. The first thing that it does, it gets into the local groundwater, and then they're unable to keep tracking it because it's difficult. It's very difficult to track this thing. Well, it's policy to never release the amount of radiation of the tritium. And there's probably two reasons for that. Number one is it would be very difficult to actually determine the exact amount. And number two, it's a problem. It's an ongoing problem. Now, there have been three major studies that have just been completed covering about 200 nuclear power plants around the world. And they're clearly showing that the childhood leukemia rates are going up sky high. In some cases, they double, but 200% increase. But there's definitely a profound effect. This tritium is one of those elements that really gets in and causes a mess.
So if this tritium is leaking out, as you've described it, I don't see any reports in the old media, the mainstream media, about this at all. They're all saying, well, there's nothing to see here, move along.
Yeah, that's the standard policy, is just to repeat the party line. Unfortunately, because it is difficult to track, and because there's not been a lot of science to show its effects in the food chain, how it accumulates and gets more intense in certain foods, they're able to slip it under the radar. The other thing that folks should be aware of is that when you have a leak of one particular radioactive particle, that's not how nuclear power plants generate radioactive particles. They generate them in groups. So by focusing in on only one, it allows them to escape being able to be held accountable for discussing, well, what were the other radioactive particles that were simultaneously released? So it's an amazing way in which the public has been duped into not understanding what's happening until after, you know, these three major studies came out showing that childhood leukemia jumps up to 200% around these plants. For example, children under five who live within 5 miles of a nuclear power plant are the ones most stricken. And most of these leukemias, of course, if they're treated with conventional means, raises the likelihood of the child facing solid tumors later in life by 700 to 1400%. So by the time the 30 years has elapsed, the chances are huge that they'll suffer another case of cancer from the treatment to cure the leukemia.
Right. Stand by. Dr. John Apsley is with me for the rest of the show here. We're talking about serious radiation threats the old media not revealing. We'll talk about the one in Chicago as well, so you can be prepared, or if you're not already preparing, get on it. After this, Dr. John Apsley returns on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back. We have Dr. John Apsley, good friend of the program here. He'll be joining me at the Health Freedom Expo. And that initial one coming up, March 2nd through 4th in Long Beach, California. And we are definitely going to be applying a lot of the remedies in Dr. Apsley's newer book out there on this, because the Southern California issue that we're just raising, I've got it linked at the blog at robertscottbell.com. It doesn't appear to be over. Is that so? You say it's an ongoing release?
Yes. Tritium is produced usually by the breakdown of lithium in the fuel rods. And it travels through the gas that's created, the tremendous heat that's generated, and then that's regularly vented. It's a normal part of the venting process, and this is what's leading to all these childhood leukemias, as well as to other kinds of cancers for more of the adult population. What has happened at that plant is more than a normal amount, because the pipes that carry these gases had become defective at particular junctures. There was like over 100 different spots there that were determined to have excess wear. And the only thing they can do then is to put the plant into what's called a cold shutdown to stop producing as much tritium, but also many other radioactive gases, such as cesium and some of the other what we call radionuclides. So if tritium is leaking, it means that there are other radioactive particles that are leaking, and no one's talking about that. And then in order not to talk about the tritium, other than to say, hey, we have some tritium, it becomes policy to say, oh, there's absolutely no amount that's going to cause any health problems. That statement is contrary to the National Academy of Sciences, which has clearly stated that there is no safe level of radiation. So then they say, well, it just hovers around the plant itself. Well, then it'll affect the workers there, but more importantly, that's not true. It gets into the groundwater, and then it escapes. And they think that because of dilution into the surrounding atmosphere and into the surrounding ground and soil, that it won't cause any cancer, because they believe that it's only a certain amount of cancer all in one area approaching an animal or a human being that causes the cancer. That's not true. The amount of radiation that's released will cause a given number of cancer cases. It doesn't matter how you dilute it. Over time, it comes back around through the food chain. And because we sit at the very top of the food chain, it biomagnifies up. Even if it, as it initially dilutes itself, it comes back to haunt. And so the public there down in South California mm-hmm. need to recognize that it has not been contained. They are shutting down the heat production from the nuclear core, so that produces less. But the leaks are still there, and there's just dozens and dozens of them. And from there, we're going to see over the next 5 to 10 years an increase in the childhood leukemia rates there as a direct result.
Well, I can only imagine that the Komen race for the cure, they're going to put pink ribbons on nuclear facilities to save them from this kind of information, because they just love radiating all kinds of tissue, including breast tissue. So this is another aspect. So in addition to what's happening in Southern California, you mentioned something in Chicago I was not aware of.
Yes, as I at the beginning of the program, we mentioned that 75% of all nuclear power plants are known to have leaked not only tritium, but also within that same group, a lot of other different radionuclides. You can't produce tritium, radioactive hydrogen, without also producing a lot of other radioactive contaminants that get into the gas and escape in the steam. The most recent one, I believe, was in December in Chicago. And that one has had repeated problems. If you go back over the past 10 years, the main nuclear power plant there has repeatedly had releases of tritium. Again, it's always policy. Oh, the release was there, yes, but we caught it in time and there was no harm done to the general public. They don't know that. They've just made an assumption and that calms the public down, but it's untruth. Again, the National Academy of Sciences has repeatedly stated there is no safe level of man-made radiation.
Well, there must be incredible attacks to limit this information from coming out. I mean, you've got your book on the Fukushima meltdown. I have it linked up at the blog as well, and Radiation Crises and Antidotes. I hope everybody takes advantage of learning about that and downloading it. But what kind of attacks are you taking because of this information?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you get put on the quack list, you get put on watch list where they try to damage your reputation. But because none of the people that are our audience are part of that other group's audience, it doesn't affect me. But it does keep people like our politicians today saying that, oh, yeah, nuclear power, especially the next generation of nuclear power, it's much safer. Mm-hmm. We need to use it to keep our country strong and healthy.
Oh, no, stand by, Dr. Apsley. We got to take a hard break here. We're going to be back with you to wrap up the show. We'll talk about some other issues leading into the Health Freedom Expo as well, and how you can download Dr. Apsley's book. I've got the links up at robertscadbelt.com. Stay with us. Coming right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thank you all for helping me rock the health world every week here on GCN, the Robert Scott Bell Show, and 5 additional days of the week now through Natural News Radio. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. 866-424-1077 if you get the food-grown selenium that I'm encouraging everybody to be intaking, especially if you're in the Southern California, Chicago region, but literally everywhere. And even more remedies are discussed in Dr. Apsley's new book, and we'll talk about how to link to that and get that. I have it linked up for my buddies on Facebook right now. You can see that up there. Also, you can call me 24/7 at 866-939-BELL, 2355. Dr. Apsley, there's another story here. We've got a few more minutes we can share together on silver. You and I have discussed silver and investigated for many years. You've become quite the expert over the years, too. This one relates to utilizing it as a chemotherapy kind of thing instead of toxic chemotherapy or even platinum. And they acknowledge in this article, amazingly enough, that silver is not that harmful to human cells.
Yes, they've been using gold and platinum for a long time to treat cancer, and they hook it up to various other ligands or chemicals. And depending upon what you hook it up to, the toxicity of the metal will either get greater or stronger. But with the other metals like gold and platinum, it kills normal tissue more effectively as it kills rogue tissue more effectively. But in the case of silver, as long as the glutathione levels are high in the cells, silver does not harm normal human cells. So since tumors are about 70% normal tissue and only 30% rogue tissue, then the toxicity is going to really drop without the efficacy, without the benefits of going after the tumor being diminished. So that's really cool. Now, we've known about this for quite some time. If you mix, you can mix silver with different things, but what it does is it splices apart the membranes to the cancer cells and stops its genetic repair. But more importantly than that, there's almost always fungus involved. And silver is extremely effective to kill fungus. Many people are beginning to understand that that the cancer state is a combination of an infection, almost always Candida albicans, and then a defensive reaction of the human cells, which cause them to look as though they've gone rogue. They become a rogue placenta plus a rogue embryo. Thomas Jefferson University has been seeing that component to it, although they haven't been looking at the fungus aspect because it takes a while to culture out and to really see that it's there. PCR analysis is the best way, but that's hardly ever done. The point is, silver attacks all of them and helps to make the tissue go back normal again. So this could be a very helpful thing, but it doesn't clear up the causation. It just treats the current state. It does help regeneration to a degree, but yes, then you have to have the natural support factors there, and that's something that, of course, my upcoming book on the regeneration effect, curing versus controlling cancer, will be all about.
Well, look forward to getting that out to everybody, but in the meantime, right now, they need to know about the radiation crises and antidotes that you've written about in your book that's available now for ebook download and also the soft cover version. I have it linked up, but let everybody know how they can get a hold of it.
Yes, they can go to my website, and then they can click on the book cover, and they'll immediately be directed to a couple of sites that have it. Amazon is one of them. The key is that we need to do this long term, and so we're using smoothie recipes that the whole family will enjoy, because people might start something and might do something as simple as taking chlorella or spirulina. Certainly that'll help. But then as time wanes on, they usually stop, drop that off. On top of that, it's not a single remedy type of solution. You have to come at it from multiple directions. Regeneration of tissue is important because we have these, we've had these radioactive particles in us for quite some time. We just don't know it. And then whenever we have additional ones added in, especially in tiny quantities, they become much more toxic and lethal to our cells because it normally doesn't trigger our repair mechanisms. This is contrary to what we're told, that you have to have a certain amount of radiation before it causes problems. That's not true. The tiniest amounts are more lethal because, again, it doesn't trigger our repair mechanism. Well, the smoothies can help to solve that issue. So anyway, that's what that I make a big deal out of that in the recipes in the back of the book.
Yeah, and that is so critically important that there's practical things that we can utilize, because not everybody has access to certain docs that understand this and can integrate it for you. We've got to take this medicine back into our own homes through food, the food becoming the medicine in this case. So I encourage everybody to download the books. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. It's drapsley.com, drapsley.com, and you can see it there, and you can see Dr. Apsley along with myself and others at the Health Freedom Expo coming up March 2nd through 4th in Long Beach, California, as well as in Chicago. Is it in, it's in June again this year in Chicago, is that right?
Yeah, it's in mid-June. That's correct.
Mid-June. Well, we're looking forward to connect back with you, absolutely. And by the way, tomorrow, really great lineup on the Robert Scadbell Show. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez joins me, returns, and that's some serious advanced medicine Monday, and Dr. Rashid Bittar. And we're going to be talking about these issues and more. And we get into some political healing. Can you imagine both, you know both of them, Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Dr. Bittar, they love talking about Ron Paul, too.
Yes, yes, he's a good man. He can help us to get these cronyisms out of our medical system, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing in terms of the suppression of information that we talk about, you've written about extensively in the nuclear industry. We see what Ron Paul's doing politically is shining a light on all of that corruption, that suppression of information in so many areas or so many realms. And we talk a little bit off the air about the fact that it's being spotlighted now like never before in our history. The awakening is happening, yet those people that are still eating the standard American diet, still sucking down fluoride like it's candy, are having a difficult time waking up and seeing the reality that is right in front of our eyes.
Well, until they get cancer, then they're wide awake.
Yeah.
They get wide awake. Bless their hearts. Well, you know, this happens to cultures, Robert, that we achieve a peak according to the means that actually do create problems, just like a fish tank. You're in it long enough, it eventually gets where you have to change out the water.
Yes.
And it's not how strong you are. It's how willing to adapt you are that makes the culture survive and take off like a phoenix rising. I want to mention real quickly that we'll be teaching seminars across the country and across the globe now on the regeneration effect to give this to people's tissue. So we'll talk
all
about
right,
that. All
right, Dr. John Apsley, we'll see you in California soon. Also, thanks to John Rappaport. Remember our seminar on vaccines, Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to know or hear, is available now through webc.com. Check it out. Download it. It could change your life, save the life of your kids and grandkids as well. Stuart, we'll get you back on next week. In the meantime, remember this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.